but they're not the original. The original was A.P. Sura and Maybelle. Maybelle was Maybelle Addington. My mother was Sura Daugherty, and they married two brothers. Sura married A.P. and Maybelle Addington, and she married Esri Carter. So that's the way the original Carter family started. And then they each had three children. Maybelle had three, Helen, June, and Anita. Everybody, June is the famous one. She's the one that's married to Johnny. Helen, June, and Anita, and then AP and Sura had me, Gladys, and Joe. Joe's my brother that helps me on Saturday night make the music and owns the big building where the shows are held. And as we go along, if you want to ask me questions, if you would rather I would talk or you would rather I would sing. So I'll do a little bit of both. And John can hit me some if he wants to, or they just always tell me to go ahead with whatever I want to do. They more or less let me do what I want to do. So. Let's do one of the first ones recorded way back in 1927. The storms are on the ocean. I'm going away. Joined in and hit me. I've had some trouble, seems to me like hearing, ever since I was on that little plane. My head is still a-roaring. So I told John I don't like riding that little plane that brought me over here from Elkins. Can you hear me real well, all of you? Now I do request, and what do you want to hear next? The Wildwood Flower? Get it up a little higher.
that was blooming to cheer him to life's very fair. Oh, I long to see him and regretted our care, gone and neglected this pale wildflower.
You want to play the art of heart?
No, it's all right. You go ahead and play. Better art harp player than I am anyway.
No, I'm not. What do we put? You sang it in
half?
You, John's going to let John sing this one.
Well, you sing along.
I'm going to sing along.
They
but
know,
I'm going to let
they
him
know it too.
Lead. You get up here closer and... John, I'm telling him when to slow down or when we're gonna stop. That's my Joe's signal, so John's learned to watch my foot. I tell Joe I watch his mustache. My brother Joe's a big man, ain't he, John? Got a mustache, and sometimes I watch his mustache if I can't hear real good. He changes chords, he twitches his mustache.
Thank you.
You all have seen the older harps, the ones that they laid on your lap. They didn't have mics back when my mother and daddy was in the schools back in 1927. They didn't have mics. And my mother laid her older harp. This is the way they were made. I suppose you all have seen the old older harps that you work your hand down here instead of up here, you know. And she laid it on her lap, and then eventually my daddy had her a table made to lay it down on a table when they stood up. But they used to, they all sit down on stage. This, I think, got a much prettier sound than the newer harp. I love my old larder harp. And I tell you a little bit about this. I bought this myself when I was 13 years old by going with Mother and Daddy and Maybelle to sing. Me and Helen, Maybelle's oldest daughter, sung together. In fact, I started out, though, as a little dancer when I was 6 years old. They took me and let me dance. I was so small, they would stand me on a table in a school so everyone could see me. And I'd done the buck dance or the hoedown or ever what it was called. Well, anyway, I learned from my mother. I learned to play the otter harp from my mother. I learned to sing from my mother. And watching and listening. And we used to go, Daddy would give us about 25 cents a night. The Carter family just charged 50 cents for adults, and I think 10 cents for children. He would give me and Helen, we'd sing three or four songs, they'd give us a quarter. And I've saved this up till I bought all of $13. And when I was a little girl, we sold eggs is what we bought groceries with. And we would take chickens to the store to buy groceries with. You all are too young for all this. But we were poor, but everybody around us was poor. So we always had plenty to eat, but we didn't have a lot of money. But I guess my daddy, I don't know why he done this, but he did take my $13 and he brought baby chickens. He bought a hen and some baby chickens. I never will forget. And I cried and cried and I said that was my money. So I had to save it all over again. $26 is what I paid for my otter harp. And I bought it when I was 13 years old, so I'm 57. It's just about as old as I am, so. Listen to the difference in the sound of it. Let's do a little bit of the bells of St. Mary. Young man that was carrying the otter harp. And I said, I go around to a lot of these places and I feel bad. I can't play an art of harp near as bad as a lot of them that they put around me for them to watch me. But I think you learn from others. I learn a lot from them. They learn a lot from me, you see. I hope they learn from me. That's the way I learned was, I wish I did know more about music than what I do. I tell them that Joe is a musician in their family, and I do very well at singing, they say. So let's do The Winding Stream. It hadn't affected me yet, but I'm quite sure it will. It is a little bit hot in here, but now let's do this one. And John, you can hit me anytime you want to. Sun's going to shine.
No.
yours. John can pick. This is a blues song. C started out. Mother and Daddy sung that in two parts. I believe she sung a verse and then he sung a verse. And is that what you're talking about?
No, it kind of goes to the...
Oh, Maybelle rearranged it. Maybelle, when she re-recorded it, she rearranged it. But that's the old original way.
Just like
that. Yeah, that's 78. I'm no guitar player. But as I said, my brother Joe is a musician in the family. But people say that I play a lot like my mother. If you listen to the Carter Family records, the old 78s, of course, they've been re-released and put a lot of them on the long play albums. That's what you buy now. But in a lot of the songs, there was two guitars played. Maybelle, of course, played the lead a lot like, you know, John's playing on the Cannonball Blues. But in some of the songs, instead of the art harp and the guitar, there was two guitars. My mother was playing the second, or what I call the, is about a train. She made a lot of trips back to the valley on the train and on the plane and in a car. She remarried the second time in 40. So she lived in California, and she'd come back a lot to visit the children. Now, the Carter family, my mother and father were really separated when we were all quite small, but they worked together. So this is one she wrote, the Lonesome Pine Special. I was walking out this morning, it ran on my mind. I'm going to catch it special, that train called Lonesome Pine. You could hear the whistle blowing, and she's coming down the line. That's the train I catch this morning, that train called Lonesome Pine. Oh, give me back my...
my saddle. Oh, give me back my gun. Give me back my home in Texas, and my rambling days are done. You could hear the whistle blow, and she's coming down the line. That's a train I catch this morning, that train called Lonesome Pine. Oh, take me back to Texas, where the lonesome cows whine. Where the longhorn cattle are roaming round that cabin home of mine. You could hear the whistle blowing, and she's coming down the line. That's a train I catch